Welcome back for what I believe is episode 6 of the podcast, the Millennials podcast at that. I am joined by my co-hosts, Dylan and Marshall. I won't even make you introduce yourself this time because everybody knows at this point. All right, nobody cares. Let's get into it, boys. Area 51, thoughts, go.
It's retarded.
All right, here's the thing.
Based off that, we can now tell Dylan's a retard.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. Okay, Marshall, explain what you explained to us, the Netflix documentary.
Okay, so maybe...
Whatever.
Maybe some of the viewers have seen it. There's a documentary on Netflix called Bob Lazar in the Spaceships, I'm pretty sure.
What is it? Bob Lazar?
Bob Lazar. Here, Bob Lazar.
I can't watch him.
Area 51 in Flying Saucers.
Okay, so Bob Lazar, so is that the name of the guy who worked there?
Yes.
All right, so we've got a guy who worked at Area 51, did not sign any papers, any contracts, promising to not disclose any information. So he comes out about what he saw at Area 51. What did he see?
He saw 9 different flying saucers that were all different. He read articles about, studies about how big, the aliens were that were in the flying saucers and shit. He personally got to work hands-on with anti-gravity machine.
Yeah. And so they got their measurements or their predicted estimated guess measurements from the size of the UFOs or whatever, flying saucers. Yeah. And what did you say, the doorways?
Yeah.
Doorways that they could get through. What if they had some sort of maybe shrinking technology? Shrink down.
Who fucking knows?
Could be a bait. Maybe they went online. Aliens. Maybe they went online. See, I personally believe in aliens. I don't know.
Dude, I wonder what they call us.
Yeah. We probably can't speak their tongue. They probably have
No, we can't, 100%. But I wonder, what's their name for us?
So I mean, think of it from the aliens' perspective, it would be the same as ours. Oh, inhabitable land. Oh, shit. There's some people on there. You got some organisms. Let's go there. Yeah. It could be an overpopulation thing. Could be a problem with their earth type thing.
But boys, still keep this in mind. This was all in 89, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, okay, long time ago. So we probably have more.
Imagine
now.
What we have now.
Yeah. Especially if we've been researching the technology. You use the analogy giving a motorcycle to the people in the medieval times, or whatever, yeah. So if we gave them 30 years, give or take, 20, 30, 40, they would probably figure out how to recreate it. Right? So I don't know. I would bet that we probably...
We still don't completely understand fucking gravity, cunt. Do we? And we're trying to reverse engineer... Fucking something that we don't even completely understand yet. You know? And then it's not even that. There's a power source. They have a power source that gives off no heat, no thermal energy. And it gives a fuck ton of power. So we're also trying to fucking reverse engineer the batteries and shit for it. Or whatever the fuck they're called. The thing that powers it.
Right. So maybe it's more like giving a nuke to the people in the medieval times. True. In fact, actually, you did say it killed somebody.
Yeah, somebody. They tried to cut one of the things. They tried to cut one of them open, and it literally fucking killed him.
What happened? Did it rupture him from the inside? Did he collapse?
Bob Lazar doesn't know.
He just died.
This job was the interview and shit was sus. He said sus as fuck. They he knew instantly that this was going to be a weird job, I'm pretty sure. They just said he was going to take the place of this guy that died.
Mm-hmm.
And they just told him the, I forget exactly what they told him, but like the guy before you just passed away or some shit from the job. Essentially. Mm.
So he knew he was in Area 51 at least, right?
It looks... Oh, wait, never mind.
Like he knew he was signing up for Area 51.
No. No, they took him to a completely different fucking interviewing place.
Oh.
He had no clue that he was going to be working on alien technology. No clue.
So what was he being hired for? Like as an engineer? He thought he would be engineering American some shit?
Physicist.
American physicist. Okay.
He worked on a reverse engineering project purported extraterrestrial technology at a site called S4 near Area 51.
And he didn't even know that much.
No, once he started working, he knew he was in Area 51.
Oh.
But up until he started working, he didn't know.
So
they gave him a briefing to read that was like eight pages long or some shit.
Mm.
And I forget what all it said. Like I can't remember a single thing, but it was like a fuck ton of it. Like it talked about like aliens and shit.
Okay, so did we not even know where Area 51 was until it came out?
No, we did.
We didn't?
And the Area 51 is a government facility.
Like but you said he didn't. Facility. He didn't know he was going into Area 51. So was this like?
No, they didn't tell him where he was gonna fucking work.
Oh, okay. So he would have known if they had told him, like, oh, in Nevada. Okay, he would have known.
Well, So how they got him? He literally fucking put a jet engine on a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like okay, oh, so he can probably.
This comes got brains.
Yeah.
So like, they like fucking hired him. But he didn't know he was working at Area 51 until he went there.
Hmm. Okay. Very, very strange.
Oh, it's strange top scenario. Secret. It's top secret. They don't fuck around.
Damn. Alright, so we've got like anti-gravity. Nine flying saucers. Were there any weapons?
He didn't speak of it.
Mm. So he maybe didn't get too much into it.
Actually, there's a Joe Rogan did a podcast. Here, I'll link it.
How long was the documentary?
I fucking don't know. Like 1:30 or some shit.
Oh, I think Dylan, your voice meter's messed up.
No, I'm just not talking.
No, your voice meter's messed up.
Right.
Everybody, all of the listeners, I highly recommend you to go, if you have Netflix, go watch the documentary.
I really want to.
Gain some new perspective.
Let me know if you can find your Netflix account details so I can check that out. I'm curious.
Actually, wait. What's that free movies website?
It might be on there. Go Movies. I can maybe find it on YouTube as well. I don't know. I'll look around for it. I'll definitely look around because I want to give that a little viewing here. All right, Dylan. So what? So you said it's retarded. Cool. You just don't.
No, I meant the invade, like the.
Oh, that's right. My bad. Okay. Do you believe what Bulbasaur was saying?
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe it. I think it's very interesting, though. I'd like to look into it, watch the documentary for myself, and then maybe get a more educated opinion.
That's
I think
so
it's
crazy.
It's interesting, though.
Because, I mean, if he worked at it, I don't know why he would lie about things.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, somebody would
like he's putting himself in risk. Like, he's been shot at multiple times. Like, people have tried to assassinate him. because of what he said.
Yeah.
Okay, so also, I mean, like, that gives credibility that what he said was true, and maybe the government was trying to like discreetly hire some assassins or something.
Yeah.
Because I mean, this could all just be like some bullshit scam that Area 51 came up with. Like, oh boys, everybody thinks aliens are real. They all believe in UFOs and flying saucers. So let's say that we have that. But maybe they actually have some other shit. Maybe they're working on like, you know, just other shit.
They have. It'd be so tilting if they have like a fucking infinite power source, like a renewable power source.
Yeah.
And they're just, because like,
teleportation device going to Mars and back, and we don't even know.
Yeah, like how, like
the,
how
the, the water pits
like,
on Mars.
The space suits to go like on fucking, or like even spaceships to go fucking light speed to get out of a galaxy or some shit, bro. Like, there's so much shit that we could use.
We don't know.
To advance our
fucking
world.
Think about it. Imagine if we're living in a world where, like, we're medieval cunts, but we've got the government who are actually, like, from our age. Like, yeah, imagine like if we're just hundreds of years behind.
Deadass, that's what it is.
It'd be so crazy. Holograms. Yeah.
And, like,
holograms are a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. I don't think they're up to, like, the extent that you see them in, like, Iron Man.
You haven't seen. Have you seen the League of Legends Worlds thing? Where they literally made an Elder Dragon jump into the fucking fans?
Wait, was that, That wasn't like somebody recorded it and then added the CGI, like
no,
the people
no,
there?
No,
saw?
No. Yes.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you haven't seen shit, cunt. They literally made it come fly in, I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy.
Actually, this seems a little bit CGI, not gonna lie.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know. I'll have to give that a second look. Worlds 2017 is that wasn't where
Not the fans aren't going nuts. There's no way it's CGI, 100%.
Yeah, that wasn't
but
KDA.
They did
it, was
but
it?
They did make they did make holograms on KDA though.
Mm. KDA was 2018, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it was. It didn't even come out until like late 2018.
They did do holograms for this. I'm pretty sure. Just past fucking the 30-second, 10-second count. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. No, they did holograms for like Akali and Ari and all that make them dance on stage. Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. Are you sure that was holograms? People saw that.
I think so.
Because...
No, it's CGI.
It's CGI?
It's CGI. Yeah.
It would have to
They just did a perspective from the back of the fucking singers, and they were there. Dude, my dreams of good holograms are ruined.
Damn. Here's what you would need for holograms. So, you would need hologram projectors from multiple angles. Because what you would need is like, cause think about it, think of it, not like a shadow, I don't know, okay, so let's say the hologram, like, ideally, the hologram could come from one place, right? So let's say there's like a drone on the ground projecting up a hologram, right? Like, it wouldn't know when to stop the height, it would have no sense of height, so to stop the height, you would have to have one, like, to the sides of it or maybe above it, you know, like there would have to be many. I'm sure we could do a hologram. It would have to be in like a sphere of hologram projectors though. And that's not very fucking convenient for the people who want to look at the holograms.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely didn't just not hear a single word you said.
Oh, that's all good. I was basically just explaining, like, holograms would be impractical right now. Can't really use them for, like, things like shows. So what's up, boys? What's going on?
Fireworks.
Oh, my God.
We just went to a yearly celebration in our fucking town.
Yeah, yearly celebration. We call it Bicycle Days. You got It's basically like a festival.
And for the whole time that the fireworks were going, we were standing in line for
fucking French fries. And we didn't even get, right when I got my fries, I was saying to Dylan, yo, let's go get a better spot to look at the fireworks, and they fucking stopped right there. So, yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's what you guys said.
Yeah, we were like, let's go find somewhere better. And really, we just wanted to get out of the way of the stand for the French fries and the seats and stuff.
I still got ketchup on my fucking dick.
Yeah, why? How did you get ketchup on your dick? How did that happen?
I dropped a fucking fry, bro.
Oh, it was on like your pants or?
Yeah, my pants.
Ah, okay. You seemed like in distress about that. Cause yeah, I was like, oh shit.
I didn't have anything to wipe it off with.
Got legit ketchup on his dick. Okay, I dropped some ketchup on my leg, and at that point I hadn't showered for 22 hours, and
I dropped the ketchup multiple fucking times, cause I'm a fat cunt when it comes to eating bicycle days, right?
Oh, you know what? It might have been... Oh, it was like about 24 hours at that point. Fuck.
I'm switching my shorts out.
I couldn't just like look it off.
For my pants.
Storming Area 51. Dick. Yeah, sure. A lot of memes. People don't seem to be taking the... Area 51 thing seriously. I don't think the people who signed up. I don't
think it's actually gonna fucking happen. Yeah. I mean, if it does, fair play. Honestly.
Yeah. Round of applause. I mean, it's just like
it's a little bit far fetched.
They can't come armed because they're gonna get killed.
Yeah.
But like, if they're not armed, it's literally they have no chance of getting in.
They're literally just going to use rubber bullets.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to use rubber bullets and shoot everybody. And probably tear gas. Actually, they can honestly just set up a fucking wall of tear gas, bro. And no one would walk past that shit.
Yeah.
Unless they're smart and bring gas masks. Because, okay.
If they're serious, they
can't be armed. But that doesn't mean they can't be defensively armed. You know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
They could bring fucking bullet vests, fucking arm, military helmets and shit.
Mm.
Like, if this thing's serious, they're 100% gonna do that. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's just like a standard thing. Like, bring a fucking gas mask. Do we reckon we have any images online of like real aliens? Because before the government could get a hold of them, surely some people were like stopping by saying hello.
500,000 people signed up to storm it.
500,000? Up from 250K.
Half a fucking million.
Up from 250K.
Yes. This post was made one day ago.
Damn.
More than 600,000 people.
The thing is, most holy people are doing fuck. It as a joke for signing up. I bet.
I think they're signing up for the meme.
A couple people, yeah. People are signing up for the meme. But if people are like actually serious about it, it's going to be like a couple people like go and try.
I reckon by the time September comes around, there's like maybe a few dozen people.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I'm
because a lot of people are pissed about the government hiding technology from us. Like, a lot of people are fucking pissed. So there's probably, I would say, a good at least like 25,000.
I
just like fucking get this bread type shit.
Is it
find out what's popping
and stuff for like the Area 51 thing. That hopefully the alien you steal.
Yeah, I want fucking Donald Trump to respond.
Hopefully the alien you steal won't turn on you. One person joked that the extraterrestrial people bust out could actually destroy mankind.
Dude, that's the thing, bro. We don't fucking know. They could have fucking aliens.
Think about this. Think about how easily we can disguise people to look like something else. I bet the people in there are actually just like aliens, man.
Because
we're not gonna really learn anything by storming it. If they're millions of times smart, if they can get from another galaxy to here, they can fucking dress up like people.
Or maybe even completely. But what morph. I'm thinking is,
yeah.
What if they're like actually small little fucking rats? Well, not rats, obviously.
10-year-old kids.
But like, what if they actually look like children, but they're just fucking brain powered out, like juiced to the fucking max. You know.
So like then, maybe like what we think they look like.
Honestly, just kick a kid.
Like. Yeah. What if like the reason.
I mean, what do you mean? There's like so many different depictions of what aliens look like.
Yeah, what if
it just
like
depends on the fucking movie, honestly.
Like, if they are holding aliens, what if the reason they are is to keep us safe? Because like, if the aliens can't do anything without their technology, and we have them like,
yo, Dylan's got that dad perspective.
Captured, like they're doing it to keep us safe.
Possibly. Actually, you're right. Most of the depictions are small little fucking rats with big black eyes, small nose, small mouth, and big heads.
Mm-hmm. See, like, the guard's laughing at us after we enter Area 51 and see no aliens.
Honestly, bro, what if they just hide all the fucking technology?
Oh yeah.
It just seems like an off day.
What if they like transport it to like a different place, like where no one else knows, and they like go into this thing.
I mean, you could even do one of these ones. You could just get a big ass fucking airplane. Actually, but people will see the airplane. But you could just disguise it as a fucking military airplane. Just get one of those humongous cargo planes, fill it up with technology, bro.
The internet's actually pretty fucking strong, no. Man.
They have fucking flying saucers, at least.
Yeah, at least definitely that. Something.
Honestly, bro, if they look like this, I'm fucking terrified. Here.
Send pic.
With 500,000 people and maybe even more, I'm sure somebody's gonna come up with like an elaborate plan for the people who actually go through with. Mm-hmm.
If they're as big as us, bro, we're fucked.
What if they're like bigger than us?
Yeah, well, like dead ass. What if they're bigger than us? Yeah. If they want to come to this fucking planet and take over this planet, hey, it's they easy. Can come to this fucking planet and take over this planet. Honestly.
Oh yeah, no.
What the fuck are we gonna do, bro?
We've seen enough movies, dude. We've seen enough new movies. I'm sure it's just fucking. I reckon the government doesn't even retaliate. It's like, hey, let us be, please. You know, that's what I would know. Do you reckon Trump knows about Area 51? Do you reckon they told him?
Oh yeah.
You're sus, bro. It's a government owned company. He's like the head of the government. Oh no. He's the most esteemed person in the government though. Of course he fucking knows about it.
Yeah. I mean like
Yo, boys.
Oh yeah.
What's going to happen in this year's election, you think? You think Donald Trump's going to get a second run?
I actually have no clue.
I don't know anything about politics or, like, how good Trump's doing. I hear the economy's good, though, so, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I've heard some good things about the economy.
I don't really have an opinion on the wall. You know, fucking go for it or don't. I don't really give a shit.
I mean, it's already fucking there, though. You know, you hear that, you know?
Oh, yeah, it is. Damn, how much of it is done? By the way, is there like they would have to station people along the entire wall?
Yep. Well, yeah. No, they just have to station people as far as one person's eyesight, really.
Yeah. Probably got like some 20/20 cunts up there.
Honestly.
Can actually be above 20/20. I'm 20/40 without glasses.
It's up, but I don't know. I don't know how much is done. Wait, you're 20/40 with glasses?
Without glasses. I'm above 20/20 with glasses.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, if you're 24 with your glasses, come, you need to get some new glasses.
Need to get some new fucking eyes.
That ass.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm like 2015 or something.
I mean, I reckon most people are around there.
Oh, wait, no. Would it be 15, 20? How would you say it?
I mean, how would it be 2015?
So what I can see from 20 feet away, somebody can see from 15 feet away. Like, clearly, perfect. So if you're 2400,
I would. Okay, hold on. I went into this not actually knowing what the.
Well, yeah, it'd be 15.
Like, I didn't know, but I just had like a fucking assumption of what it actually did, what okay. It actually meant. Okay. But I was wrong. So now I know.
What, like 2020 and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're 2400, you have to be 20 feet away to see what somebody can see from 400 feet away. That's what my dad is. Yeah. my man said, oh, you're 2040. That's pretty good. You see, I'm 2400. Yeah. I was kind of shit myself because he was driving home. Just told me my man can't see. I was like, fuck.
Mm-hmm. ISIS. What the fuck is wrong with him, bro?
With help, I think he's... With help, I think he's like 2020 or something. I think glasses can really like... Glasses are a madness, man.
Yeah, probably. Yo, how... That's crazy.
Yeah.
God, my mom's like 2100 without glasses. Oh, yo, it all makes sense. 2100. She told me she was 2100. I was like, yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. I had just learned myself what that means when he was explaining it. I was like, oh, it's 2040. What's that? Yeah, I wonder if other nations use like meters.
Huh?
I wonder if other nations use meters instead of feet. Because yeah. For us, 2400 is 20 feet, 400 feet.
Why would they use feet? Are you dumb?
I mean, other nations know the imperial a little bit. Like, people from the UK will say their height in, like 5'10", like, feet and inches.
To Americans.
No, just in general. I was just watching the Sidemen, and they were explaining, or they were just giving out their height.
All the like, people, oh, feet all inches. The, like...
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm not Sidemen. Fucking, I'm not from the UK.
They have a fucking massive fan base, but... Like all the UK YouTubers that I've seen, they all say their weight in either stones, kilos, or anything like that.
Stones. Yeah, how much is a stone?
It's a, like 10 pounds or some shit. Yeah, it's pretty nuts system. Wait, is it actually called stones?
Do you guys know what a decimeter is?
Yeah, it's stones. Oh, 14 pounds. One stone is 14 pounds.
You guys know what a decimeter?
1/1000th of a centimeter?
No, it's 10 centimeters.
90?
There's a...
Wait, so it's 1/10th?
1/10th of a meter, yep.
Centimeter. Or meter.
No, 1/10th of a meter. 10 a centimeters. Meter. 10 centimeters is 1/10th of a meter.
Wait, 10 centimeters is a decimeter?
Yep.
Ah. I don't remember the chart from...
It's like millimeters, centimeters, decimeters, meters, and then like kilometers. I don't like to say kilometers. That sounds weird. Kilometers. The fuck else is there? I think kilometers is the highest.
Why do they say kilos? They say kilometer.
Kilogram is usually kilos. Oh, decameter is Huh? Wait, what is this? Oh, okay. And then it goes decameter, hectometer, and then kilometer. So a decameter is 10 meters. Hectometer is 100 meters. Kilometer is 1,000 meters.
Ah, so we're both, we had both had wrong information.
Decimeter. No. Decimeter is 10 centimeters. Decameter is 10 decameter. Meters. I'm a
dumbass.
Yeah, that's good.
Yo. Okay. Yo, wait, what the fuck? What's going on here, man? Yo, what the fuck? That's crazy. Alright. What's good?
Yeah. We're about halfway through, boys. Halfway through on PogChamp. Man, right
already?
Now.
Already?
Yeah, right now I'm thinking, like, I really want to play League after this. Yeah. I've been so tired recently, though. Like, fuck. Just going through League games, because they're so long. And like I said, like, thinking about the future is, it just makes me fucking tired. Thinking, like, 40-minute games. Probably going to play, like, 3 or 4 40-minute games. At least. Actually, no, I went to bed at 7. I'm going to be playing League for the next 7 hours. Cunt. Fuck.
Mm. 7 hours.
Probably, man. Probably. I'm going to be
sleep
up for
schedule's
a while.
Fucked again, eh, cunt?
Yeah, a little bit fucked. But, you know, it's good, honestly. I like waking up, like, at night. I like being awake at night. It's a lot. I don't know. It's just very peaceful. It's what my circadian rhythm just kind of shifts to. I don't mind
yeah,
it.
I've got to fix mine for Bandcamp.
What's it right now?
Bandcamp.
I have to wake up at 8 or like at 8 because I take a shower before.
Hey, you guys are doing that quick, huh?
8:30 to 12. And then, what's it, 2 to 5, I think.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
What's the point?
So we need it.
Why? To train the new kids?
Pre-game, freshmen.
Yeah.
And practice pre-game. And for our first show.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's 8:30 to noon, and then 2 to 5.
I told Andrew he could join the podcast if he wanted to, if he fixes his thing.
What do you think is your fucking, I don't know the word, it starts with a D. Like, the male to female ratio of your audience. Just curious.
Of my body?
Audience.
Oh, my audience. Wait, what the fuck? Wait, what did you say? With a body in there.
Nothing. You're just retarded.
What? Wow.
Della, did you hear me say body?
Male to female.
No.
I heard body. What the fuck? Okay.
Yeah, demi hearing.
That's weird. Okay. Yeah, of my audience. I guess, like, I don't know, I guess it depends, like, consistently. I don't know. The podcast is pretty small. Maybe, like, probably 5 to 1 guys to girls.
We have, like, a fucking audience that watches the podcast. Like, a strict audience. Yeah. Or at least on YouTube. Like, I don't know all the
I think probably 5 to 1.
What the fuck is up, you guys? Other people on... Yeah, I feel bad. These fucking people come here to watch this goddamn podcast.
Yeah, you know, one day we should do... should just, like, get some people on my Discord server, do the podcast on there, and just drag people in for, like, 20 minutes. Get 3 people
on
the podcast.
Hopefully no one looks forward to this podcast.
I hope.
Hopefully not. I look forward to recording it. I think it's fun.
If you look forward to this podcast, I don't know, man. I mean, honestly, good for you. It's Pog, giving us self confidence. But there's better things that you could be doing in your life, come.
Millennials podcast, man. Oh, guys, millennials podcast.
We're not even fucking millennials, dude.
New millennials podcast. Yeah, that's a bit of a... This was supposed to be the Gen Z podcast, or it should have been rather. Oh,
we should just change it, cunt.
Nah, that's fine.
We're not millennials. It's literally false advertisement.
Okay, well, let's just fucking say we are then. Here's the thing. Okay. The definition of millennial, people becoming young adults in the early, like, 2000s, right? Yeah. Well, we'll be an adult in, like, 2022.
No. Early adult. Early. That means, like, teen years. I think.
No, that means, like, 18.
Oh, it does?
Probably. Becoming young adults in early 2000s. And I mean,
no, because I thought you were an adult at 18.
Yeah, you are, but you're like a young adult, you know.
Oh, wait, can you fucking kill yourself? Just give me the information. Come on. What age is considered early adulthood? There we go. You fucking wait. Oh, 20 to 40. Yeah, we ain't early adults. We ain't millennials.
20 to 40. Early, yeah. Adult. 20 to 40. Early.
Wait.
I say you're an early adult when you're 18 and a proper adult when you're 21.
Yeah.
That's not what this is.
Well, that's wrong.
In technologically advanced nations, the lifespan is more than 70 years. Psychologists usually consider early adulthood to cover approximately age 20 to age 40, and middle adulthood approximately 40 to 65. Middle adulthood,
age 65,
5 years. Come.
80. Okay.
Yo, they just won. Maybe they're just trying to cut off the derogatory term of elderly.
Ask anybody. A young adult. I mean, you're an adult when you're 18.
Psychologists. Those people are.
Okay, so what? Like,
spend a lot of time in school.
What are they talking about? Like brain function?
What are these guys called?
Like, you function better when you're 40 to 65?
Developmental psychology is a scientific study of how and why human beings change over the course of their life. Then these are the people that we should fucking trust.
I don't like it. I don't like it, though.
Yeah, because you don't like change, because you're a fucking pussy.
Middle adulthood to 65, yet you said the average age is 70. That's 5 years. Nah.
Yo, I swear tired now. Actually.
I think it's like 75, yeah.
Because my fucking great-grandparents are like 100 years old, dude. You know, maybe I'm living forever. Hello?
Could be the case if that cryogenic hyperfreeze, whatever the fuck, comes out. Yeah, you could technically, because you're technically alive still. You could be alive, you know.
Yo, way? some fucking smart person out there in the chat, use your life to just invent cryogenic. What should we call it?
Yeah, I don't even know what it's called. I forget. Something fucking
cryogenic reservation.
That's the one.
One of you fucking cunts out there.
Yeah, just go ahead and make that happen.
Cryopreservation. Yeah. Oh. That's what it's called. Wait, no, but that's just doing objects. I want to freeze my fucking body, cunt.
Just make it forehead.
You realize someone's got to kill themselves for this, right? To figure this out.
Yeah, but I mean, here's why it's possible. Let me tell you why it's possible.
Wait, what? What's going on here?
Do you know what, Marshall?
What are you on?
Do you know the story of like Jack Frost? Homie fell in the lake, and he froze up. Actually, no. Let me just tell you a real life thing that happened. Yeah, homie fell in a lake, froze up. He was in that lake for probably a good at least 5-10 minutes, dead as hell, but frozen. So his body went into like hyperfreeze. Came out of it just fine.
No brain damage. No. I don't know if. Sure it is. That's not how shit works.
Sure it is.
No, your heart shuts off in that because you get fucking hyperthermia, and then you die because your organs start shutting down. That's not how shit works.
I think his brain shut off first or something. I don't know. Maybe it was like the shock. I don't know. I swear that happened. Some cunt was like, it was either like 5 minutes he was in there or like 20 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah, Jack Frost. It's a fucking fake. It's fake story.
No, this was a real thing that I...
Think you saw.
Kid falls in lake, lives.
You're implying that a kid just has to fall in the lake and then get out.
Yeah, 5 minutes later. I mean, like, nah.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't have a source for you, but I know I read that. Or it could have been on the news. I don't even know. I saw this years ago. Yeah, I don't have a source, but fuck you. I'm right.
Lol, you're fucking wrong.
I can't prove myself right. But if you can't prove yourself innocent, right, then innocent until proven guilty.
Do you
guilty.
Even have an argument? No, you don't even have an argument if you can't prove yourself right.
I don't need an argument. I know I'm right.
No, you're wrong.
Flat earthers, by the way. Flat earth Andy.
Imagine being a flat earther. Fuck you. I just made someone leave the podcast, bro. Fuck off. I don't want no flat earthers in you anyways.
Probably not.
Quit. If you're a flat earther and you're still somehow listening to me, quit, bro. Just why would our earth be flat but not Mars?
I saw a post, it was like petition to make a show where flat earthers try and find the edge of the world. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, good.
But I kind of wish I could, like, how do you believe in something that hard?
What if there is that a flat far-fetched earth and just at the end of the world, there's like a portal that'll take you to the complete opposite side. Does that make sense? So like when you go through the portal, you just go on the other side. So you think like you don't see the portal, you know, you just go on the other side. That would make sense.
Yeah. That's probably how a black hole works, just about.
Yeah, no, exactly, yeah. That's exactly how it works. Or like the funnel things where like you go in and then pop out somewhere else in the universe. Exactly. Bends time and space.
You know, the man's that fucking studied black holes for his whole life didn't even get to see an actual picture of a fucking black hole. That's right. Imagine. That's the biggest rip of 2019.
What did the guy, who was it that did that? Is he done? How long have we known about, Stephen Hawking?
My name is Stephen Hawking. Yeah, wait. He wrote a fuck ton of books about black holes. But he fucking didn't even get to see the first black hole.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died just a couple months before that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yo, why is everybody dying all of a sudden, man?
Because they're fucking old. What do you expect? Yeah.
No, like, Etika fucking X.
X died like 2 years ago. what are you talking about?
X didn't die 2 years ago. He died like less than a year ago.
When did... Oh, wait. True!
He died literally almost exactly a year ago. Less than a year ago.
True!
Less than a year ago.
Oh, it was... Little peep that died 2 years ago. My bad.
Mac Ooh, Miller like died
just under 2 years.
Mac Miller.
Yeah, like I forgot. I was dating Lily when it happened.
And she was like, fuck. Who's Cameron Boyce? He just died. Stan Lee, I think I already said him. Like, just fucking everybody's dying, man. What the fuck?
Is X really dead?
That guy also believes in the Flat Earth.
Yeah.
Nah, he still believes in the Tooth Fairy.
Ah, that's even worse.
I mean, even though I don't believe in the Tooth Fairy, I'm still going to put my tooth in my pillow.
Yeah, it's give my
free money.
Give my fucking parents to give me some money. Hell yeah. Yo, oh my god, imagine scamming your parents for years, making them give you double presents and shit. Like, oh, here's from Santa, here's from me. You know? Just like making them believe that you still believe in Santa and shit. Nah. Is that worth it, though? Make them think that you're a literal degenerate for some extra presents? Probably not.
Yeah, there's still a bitch that like believed in Santa in like fucking sixth grade. Ava Long.
For real.
Still believed in fucking Santa.
Wow.
I found out like fourth grade year. It's crazy that we were lied to until we were in fucking fourth grade. Come.
Yeah, dude. I don't remember a time when I like did believe in Santa, honestly.
Yeah, you've got scuffed memory.
Yeah. My memory's so scuffed. I don't know why.
I've got scuffed memory of the past year.
Past year. I could tell you what you did every day if I talked to you. Last year, okay, what's been going on in the last year, man?
I'm smoking weed, cum.
Yeah. I've been
smoking weed since I was in eighth grade.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Smoking weed for over a year now, haven't you?
I mean, we did our second 420.
True, true.
I started smoking like midway through eighth grade year. Because I was also depressed at the time.
So we're talking... Yeah,
because I was going
2 years
when we were playing Fortnite and shit. Actually, it was after we were playing Fortnite.
Yeah, didn't you stop going to counseling because of it? Like you didn't need to? Because
of weed?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I just didn't need to go to counseling anymore.
Did you tell him about it?
Yeah, I told him I smoked.
Ah.
Yeah.
So this guy was a homie. OG.
Even cops like won't turn you like. If you have a little bit of weed, a lot of cops just
take it.
Yeah, they'll take it. They won't.
They'll give you like a warning.
Cops probably smoke that shit all the time. 100%. When they're off duty and shit.
Boys, I'm actually thinking about being. Yo, Dylan, Patty Mayo's job looks so fun.
Oh, yeah. And did you know Patty Mayo smokes weed?
I mean, why doesn't he, you know? He's a fucking sick guy.
Patty Mayo, I did subscribe to them on YouTube.
If you think weed is bad, you're wrong. That's it. You're just wrong. I mean, okay, you can think it's bad because it's a drug, obviously. But if you think it's, let's just say worse than alcohol, then you're a fucking degenerate. Blow the fuck off right fucking now.
It's like, it's not worse than any drug.
No, it's the best drug there is.
Yeah, it's the best drug.
It's literally helpful.
Yeah.
It's somewhat addictive, but you won't go through withdrawal. Like if you quit smoking, you might go through like, you might, you know, be down a little bit, like a little bit depressed, but that'll go away in like a fucking at max, like a week.
Yeah.
And the only side effect that I've had of the past year and like a half that I've been smoking is it's just, I'm lazy. It just makes me lazy. And the fact that I can't smoke it in moderation, I guess.
Hmm.
Yeah, like if I'm smoking weed, I'm smoking weed every day. If I'm not smoking weed, I'm not smoking weed, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, no! During the school, the beginning of ninth grade, I was smoking weed on the weekends. Only.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. In the beginning, you were?
Yeah.
Huh. Strange. Did you take the test high again this year? Like the state testing? Which ones?
Oh, dude, I got a D on my science exam.
The final one?
Yeah. Final exam, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
I still passed the class with a C, yeah. But I had a fucking D.
Oh, that's crazy.
I
mean,
no, okay, I was smoking until... Okay, I wake up. Well, actually, no. During school, I would smoke from the time I got home till the time I went to bed. I'm not like a smoker like all the time, but I'd be high until I go to bed.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm still going to be high in the morning. Like, I don't take a fucking shower. I would take a shower like... Don't call me nasty because fuck you, but I would take a shower like every like two days. Just like every other day, basically.
Yeah.
But no, but when we were going to the gym, I had to take a shower every day.
Yeah, I think the only problem with not showering is the smell. And then obviously the person who hasn't showered. But if you can cover up the
smell with good clothes.
Yeah.
Cologne and fucking deodorant.
Thing is though, for me when I don't shower, I can feel it. So like I can't really do it. I can sometimes do 2 days. No, like my hair gets all greasy and shit. I just feel like oily, just obviously like quite clearly not clean.
Some people have oilier, more. What's the?
I get like dandruff.
More oilier.
Yeah, sure.
What's the term?
I don't know, just fucking oily skin.
Like no. Some people get more oily than others.
Like hair.
Everything.
Or like just everything.
Pores? I don't know.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, the pores more. Old man pores. Well, oil. Being oily is probably from, like, sweat.
Yeah, you can be oily from
and
sweat.
And then, like...
Yeah, then no, it's just some people are more oily than others.
Huh.
They get more oily.
Weird topic.
It's a bit weird. Weird champ.
Yeah.
Oh, weird champ.
I watched Tyler won for like an hour and a half today. He was playing a scary game, and I couldn't tell if he was faking it or not, but he was so fucking scared.
No, he's not faking it. I watched him the first night he played it, and he's such a little bitch when it comes to scary games.
Yeah, what the fuck is that alpha's fuck persona? I think that's to trick him.
The big muscles, alpha's fuck persona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big muscles, short as fuck, head bald.
Alright, yo, you don't gotta put the guy in the dirt, man. He's already low enough to the ground.
Fuck, true. Man.
Oh. Fuck, man, yeah.
But
I love Tyler, though.
Yeah, like, no matter how much you shit talk Tyler, everybody loves Tyler.
I think everybody respects him.
Except for the people back then that played with him back then.
I feel like if you get in Tyler 1's game and get shit talked by him like a couple years ago, do you reckon you hate him now?
What do you mean shit talked, cunt?
He's toxic.
You never watched the VODs or anything? He would run it down if he didn't get Draven come. If his Draven got stolen, no one dodged. Who would fucking run it down mid lane until 15 minutes and then the team would forfeit.
He probably got banned so many fucking times.
37 accounts. Or wait, 37 or 21. One of those two.
What the fuck?
Or no, maybe 27? I don't know.
Yeah, he had to stop streaming League because League
he got IP banned.
Banning him. Yeah.
No, he got IP banned. So as soon as they knew that Tyler 1 was playing on an account, they would instantly ban that account.
Yeah, so he couldn't play on, like, he could play on Twitch. I think he turned on his Twitch just for the Freak game, because I think it was Freak who got him banned. So he turned on the Twitch for one game and then just got banned afterward, because obviously Twitch saw which account he was on. And Freak didn't know that he was playing bot lane that game.
He got fucking shit on.
Yeah, that was fucking... That was funny. That was sick.
You have no mana!
You have no mana, Freak! What a fucking... What a legend.
Dab.
Oh my god. How long has the dab been around for? When did that start?
I think like 2017. The Migos invented it. I'm pretty sure.
2010s.
What?
2014. 2014. Huge popularity 2014. Throughout 2014. I wonder if... I think he did dab in that video, right?
Yeah, he did. He dabbed on him after he killed him.
Yeah, that was probably like 5 years ago. So yeah, fair enough.
But a lot of the people from that he entered probably hate him. But a lot of people like him. He doesn't need to be worried about the fucking haters anyways. Fuck the haters, bro.
Fucking Minecraft, boys. Marshall, you and I have been playing some Minecraft. Dylan, you and I haven't played Minecraft on our
Yeah, because you've been playing League.
Yeah, and I'm going to play League after this. But, you know, oh well. Oh well is all I have to say.
We haven't played Minecraft. Oh, but I'm not going to play Minecraft. Because I'm busy...
playing League.
Yeah, playing League.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's not changing. You know, like fucking... Yeah.
League's better.
I need to get better at League. I haven't felt like I've been improving at it recently. You're like, find something to help me improve.
Like, you realize you've been playing for 2 days, right?
Yeah.
Haven't quite been improving recently. What do you fucking expect?
I mean, shit, man. 10 hours, like, in Rocket League terms, that's like 3 days of playing.
No. We would play like 6 hours a day. That's like a day and a half. I remember days when we played 12 hours of Rocket League, dude. What do you fucking mean?
We never played 12 hours, bro.
We played 12 hours.
No.
I remember
the day that we hit like 7 or 8 hours. We'd be like, oh my God, man. We just played for 8 hours.
No, we were playing for 8 hours a day. We had almost 100 hours a week, every 2 weeks.
I had like 60. That?
No, we had like 80.
I don't think I ever hit 80. I think...
No, we hit 80 and then we got burned out and quit.
Yeah. Right when we hit 80, we were on that for like a week and then didn't play for like 3 months.
No, we'd... Actually, no.
We played here and there, but we...
No, we didn't play for like 6 months because we only came back to it when Exile joined the group. Yeah. And then we went back to play with the group.
Yeah, I'm sure we had like streaks where every once in a while we got we like champ real quick and then left again. Yeah.
Anybody that plays Rocket League, you're fucking... If you're not champ, you're trash. Just how it is.
Wow, okay. Well, what do you think about fucking grand champs? Fucking, they're saying like, oh, if you're not grand champ, you suck. Yeah. Dude, think about it though. Fucking, no, we have I'm like just nearly
being a bit of an asshole.
Yeah, I know. I know you're just being weird champ. People
don't call me weird champ.
Yeah, no, you are weird champ. Bastard. I want to know what the ratio is between like skill in Rocket League to skill in League. Like,
Rocket League's mechanics.
I forget how I was going to word this.
In-game IQ.
No, like, difficulty to get a rank. How many people are Grand Champ in Rocket League? What percentage? Percentage, like 1% or 0.5% of Grand percentage. Champ people in Rocket League. Checked players in faux formation. Oh my God, no, it's not even a good question anymore. Okay, it's 0.01. Oh no, this is drop shot. Okay, fuck drop shot, nobody cares. 0.75% of people are grand champion in doubles. Nearly 5% in are champ in doubles. Hoops, yeah, nobody cares. Solo standard, oh my God. 0.03% in solo standard. Yeah, solo standard.
5% of Rocket League players. Huh?
Solo standard's hard, bro. 0.10% grand. Okay, so doubles is. Wait, it could be three. Nope, doubles is the most with 0.75% grand champions. I'd say doubles probably the easiest mode. For sure. Yeah. Threes is too chaotic. Ones is too hard. Like, it's all you. Doubles, though, you have somebody to rely on, but you also, like, get chances to get the ball and shit. Yeah, absolutely, doubles is the easiest. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I wonder about League, though. I wonder, like, Q, like, solo Q people often getting Challenger? Or...
Gotta piss.
Actually, we can wrap it up here. We're at an hour. Oh, shit. All right. Dylan's muted. Marshall's gone. I'll do the outro, then. Well, thanks for watching this week. I think this one was okay. This was an okay podcast.
It was
all
right.
It was all right. We were all on topic, all kind of contributed to the whole Area 51 thing, gave some thoughts. Staying relevant, boys. You know, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, totally. Not bad. Well, thanks for watching. I'll see you guys next week, next Saturday, or maybe Sunday if we're late again. Should be Saturday, though.
Probably be late.
We'll be late. Don't expect much from us. All right. See you guys. See you next week.
See ya.